a multi-billion dollar bailout of the financial system has not materialized. Democratic leaders on Capitol Hill say Republicans walked out on a meeting last night. Democrats from the House and Senate will join the Senate Republicans today for more talks. House Republicans will not take part. One of their objections being articulated by the congressman from Texas, Sam Johnson.
Well, I don't like the idea of the United States Secretary of Treasury having total control over taxpayer dollars without any oversight, zero.
Meanwhile, Fox Network news analyst and talk show host Bill O'Reilly had his own meltdown over the entire crisis. First, he took on the conservatives, blasted them, and then he went on to the liberals and blasted them.
I don't even want to talk about the far left. Barney Frank, disgusting, pointing fingers. It's you, you big fat toad. You, Frank. You, Dodd, sitting there. It's you, Dodd. You. You knew. I swear to God, if they're in this room right now, I would hit them. Dodd and Frank, the House Finance, the Senate Finance, they knew. Don't point a finger at anybody. I'll break that finger off.
Boy.
Wow.
He did rip the Republican conservatives also.
That makes him somewhat less credible. And not, he wasn't really that credible to begin with, as far as I was concerned. But that really makes him less credible, I think, to even comment on this situation. You know?
Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people on TV the last few days talking about this, but nobody quite that nuts, really.
That's entertainment.
Right. Well, it's entertainment, and he's got power.
Right.
He wields some sort of power. I think he seems nuts.
Yeah. Customers,
he's certainly mad. He must have lost a lot of money.
Must have. Customers of Washington Mutual are being told that there will be no changes when banks reopen this morning after being seized by federal regulators and sold to J.P. Morgan Chase. The same branches will be open, account numbers won't change, and there will be no changes to direct deposits. Keep that money coming. Around 200 people of various faiths, including Mennonites, Jews, and others, sat down for dinner with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in a Manhattan hotel yesterday in an effort to promote peace. That event billed as a discussion on religion's role in eliminating poverty. Of course, in his speech to the UN General Assembly on Tuesday, Ahmadinejad condemned so-called Zionist murderers and alluded to a Zionist conspiracy to control international finance. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice took issue with the Iranian president's speech.
Of course, these are not things that the leader of any country, particularly a country with great people like the Iranian people, should say. Mm-hmm. And it just reminds us who he is. It reminds us the nature of the regime.
Israeli President Shimon Peres had a much more concise summation.
It's a disgrace.
Meanwhile, Israel wanted to launch a military strike in Iran's nuclear sites last spring. The Guardian newspaper reports that effort was stopped cold by President Bush, who said he would not support the strike and didn't expect to revise his opinion for the rest of his presidency at the very least. A Toronto man accused of being in a terrorist group with ill-conceived plans to bomb government buildings and decapitate the Canadian Prime Minister was found guilty yesterday. Those are ill-conceived plans.
The man, although ambitious, on paper, right, he's willing to make an effort.
Right. I'd love to see the ill-conceived plan on paper to decapitate the prime minister.
Things to do today. Decapitate prime minister.
The man was the first person to be tried under Canada's new...
There's something you don't see every day. Todd Kavanaugh serving coffee.
Right. Yeah.
But only to Joe Walsh.
That's only to me.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to say that Todd is a star effort, but I think that he might be.
Good coffee, too. I don't even know who he is, but...
Program.
But you'll remember him for the coffee.
That's right.
Yeah.
And China's third manned space mission reached its final orbit early this morning, where astronauts were preparing for the country's first spacewalk. And enjoy.
And once again, I think as soon as they start stir frying in that spacewalk, all the vegetables are going to come out.
There goes space.
Yeah. It'd be nothing but peanut oil, pea pods, and chunks of chicken
and wontons.
On the schedule is a meal of spicy food.
Uh-huh, sure.
And they'll be enjoying the convenience of an onboard toilet,
which is a hole in the spaceship. Yeah. Just like they have in China.
One of the astronauts, Zhai Jingong, that's right, who dreamt of flying into space as an impoverished teenager, is expected to make China's first footprint in space. Tomorrow he'll do that. He's the son of a snack vendor.
What? Isn't that a Jimmy Buffett song? I'm a son of a snack vendor.
Son of a snack.
He's the son of a snack vendor.
Vendor.
And he will spend 40 minutes outside the spaceship wearing a Chinese-designed space suit.
Well, of course. What, is it going to be Versace?
It's named after a flying Buddhist goddess and has a price tag of 30 million yuan. That's $4.4 million.
The whole thing or just the suit?
The suit. All right. The worst-case scenario for me, he says, is becoming a real spaceman that is never coming back again once I get out of the spacecraft. Well, that's every spacewalker's nightmare.
That would be my second concern. My first would be not blowing up on the launch pad.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Chinese known for inventing the firework. So.
Yeah, and you got a $7 million suit and a hole in the side of the spacecraft.
To go to the bathroom.
They could probably do better than that.
I think it's going to be a problem.
Of course, that food they eat, I don't know.
Very spicy. It goes right through you. Yeah.
And former Bears running back Cedric Benson, proclaimed his innocence. Proclaimed his innocence.
That's like when I take golf lessons, and like halfway through the swing, I know I've done the wrong thing, but it's too late. It just comes out, you know. It goes sideways.
The Texas court system ruled in his favor yesterday, according to his defense attorney, Sam Bassett. Travis County grand juries found no probable cause to indict Benson for the two alcohol-related arrests in Texas.
Turns out it's not illegal to go out on the lake with white women.
No. Yeah. No, it's
like
not.
They thought it was.
No. That, of course, those arrests led to his release from the Bears. Despite his innocence there, it's doubtful he'll be seen in a Bears outfit again.
They released it.
Yeah, it's gone.
Wow.
And Carmine Janis will be 85 years old when he gets out of prison if he serves his full term. The 80-year-old Janis was sentenced to 5 years in prison in federal court yesterday in Chicago for taking part in a $350,000 robbery of a Michigan bank in 1991. When he was, he was like in his 60s. The Tribune reports he was originally charged in 1996, but fled and remained a fugitive until last February when he surrendered to federal authorities.
Hmm.
I'll bet you he is the oldest person to ever be a fugitive and surrender to authorities.
Why surrender?
He just got 80. He's tired. Doesn't care where he lies down to sleep, I think.
Okay.
Looking forward to the cell, probably.
Sure. Have somebody make three squares a day.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the news, and I'm Buzz Kilman.
Never run out of soap.
Nope.
Stuff like that. A publicity stunt by an underdog in the race to be governor of Bangkok went badly wrong when her campaign manager drowned as they bathed in a canal to highlight the plight of residents who have no access to clean water.
It seems like that would bring it right home.
Yeah. Well, she didn't drown.
No.
Yeah. candidate Lena Jiangyang.
Often elective office is littered with the body. The trail is littered with bodies.
Sure.
Yeah.
Said 32-year-old Thirasak Sitanant drowned Thursday as she and other staff were showing journalists the rashes they the rashes they got from washing in the filthy water. One of my staff saw him waving and crying for help, but we thought he was pretending.
Right.
And he was far away from us, posing for two TV crews.
Playing to the camera.
A sobbing Lena told Reuters. Yeah. She just thought he was driving it home.
And he was, really. I mean, ultimately, that
was a showcase for rashes.
Yeah. We were showing him our rashes, and we looked out, and there he was. We thought he was pretending to drown.
Yeah. Just to prove his point.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good campaign manager.
Did she win?
It doesn't say. Maybe they haven't had the election yet, but I bet she's up in the polls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What with the rashes?
She got a bump from it. Yeah. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, right. Yeah. A bunch of bumps. That was a rash, as it turns out. A rash of bumps.